There are certain household tasks that are so unpleasant for both spouses that hiring someone to do it is a reasonable alternative, especially when both spouses work full-time. Hiring a housekeeper once a week to do only the most unpleasant cleaning chores is money well spent. The same thing can be true of maintaining the yard. Having someone mow and trim the lawn can turn a burdensome Saturday into an opportunity to enjoy the day with the family. On a related subject, be sure that you do not assign your children tasks that both you and your spouse find too unpleasant to shoulder. It doesn't build character to give your kids jobs that you hate to do. It builds resentment. If you want your children to help around the house, have them choose tasks from your list of household responsibilities that they would enjoy doing. Make lists for them, as well as for you and your spouse. There will be plenty to keep them busy. To summarize, when creating a plan for division of household responsibilities, depositing the most love units and avoiding their withdrawal should be your guide. Assume household responsibilities that you enthusiastically accept or want accomplished more than your spouse does. Then, to meet your spouse's need for domestic support, perform some of the tasks on your spouse's list of responsibilities that will be appreciated the most. And do them in a way that doesn't withdraw love units from your own love bank. This approach to the division of household responsibilities guarantees your mutual care, especially when you feel like being uncaring. It prevents you from trying to gain at your spouse's expense and from trying to force your spouse into an unpleasant way of life with you. It points you in a direction that will give you both happiness, fulfillment, and best of all, the feeling of love for each other. Questions for her. 1. Do you feel that your husband expects too much from you? Does he understand all the responsibilities you try to balance in a day? 2. How can you communicate to him your willingness to provide domestic support, but the difficulty you have fitting it in? Are you willing to eliminate some of your responsibilities to make room for domestic support? Questions for him. 1. Have you felt pressure from your wife to help meet domestic tasks that you feel are her responsibility? Have you tried to communicate your feelings? 2. What affects your willingness to help with domestic responsibilities? What could your wife do to make your participation in these tasks easier? To consider together. 1. Discuss the ways you have burdened each other with responsibilities. A. With a standard of living that requires more time at work than you like. B. With children's activities that are more work than you anticipated. C. With church or volunteer work that takes time away from your family. D. With hobbies and recreational interests that take time and resources away from higher priorities. And 2. If a need for domestic support has been identified, how do you plan to meet the need in a way that you can both enthusiastically agree? To help you with this plan, use the steps suggested in this chapter.